Anthony Michael Hall on the show. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
Morning. Wow. It's a totally different. See, now any girl giving their underpants.
What?
What was that?
I said, now any girl give their underpants to you. Remember 16 candles when you had had her underpants?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Everybody else is hiding their head right over here. So apparently not the way to start.
You were able to embarrass us all in 3 seconds.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
You went back for the 80s reference. I got it. Thank you.
No problem.
You've aged like fine wine.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. How are you guys doing? Good?
Great.
Not bad, man. Yeah.
You were awesome in Reacher.
Oh, yeah.
Did you enjoy doing that?
Sure.
Did you ask me something?
Yeah, I just said, did you like the show? Did you watch Reacher?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, great, man. Great.
Yeah, that character is such an important character, too, because the second you see him, you're supposed to not like him because you feel like he's going to be the bad guy. And then as they kind of unravel the whole thing, it's a very complex role, and you nailed it, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to shoot. We're up in Toronto doing that, but it's a really good show. I'm glad people are liking it.
With two of the biggest guys in Hollywood around you the whole time.
Seriously, yeah.
Just like in terms of mass, like the guys on screen are...
day on set, they were just feeding themselves constantly.
Yeah, right. I think if you have that much muscle, you're just burning so many calories, just blinking.
Got to keep fueling, just thinking about it, Even sweating.
A lot of coal to keep that engine moving.
You know, as I'm hearing your voice now, I'm thinking, you know what would be really cool is if you went back to The Breakfast Club and 16 Candles and you revoiced, but with your voice
right.
now.
All of his
the
lines.
The deeper voice.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny as hell?
Yeah, wouldn't it be the same?
No, it'd be a great stoner movie. You're like, dude.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I mean, especially that last part of the movie where they reached the letter. It'd have been perfect with your voice.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I got you.
You're like, not amused by anything we say.
No way in hell.
We'll get you out of here quickly. Not a problem. So this Roswell movie, tell us about it.
Sure. Yeah, it's called Roswell Delirium. Really good cast we have. And this is a co-production with my company, which is called Manhattan Films. And we got a really great group of actors. The film is set both in the modern day and goes back to the 80s, but it's a really interesting kind of drama, family drama, and it has some sci-fi elements. And we have a bunch of really great actors in it, Dee Wallace Stone and Reginald Bell Johnson and Lisa Welchel and a bunch of people, but a really stellar cast of young actors that are in the film, too. So really proud of it, and it's a fun film.
Now, when you go back to the 80s part, do you do any homages to any of the stuff from back then that you were involved with? Lisa Welch was?
Stuff that I was involved with, but Rick Baker, who's the writer-director, there's a lot of sort of 80s references embedded in there, which is really fun, from commercials and old shows and different things. So I think people that, of a certain age will get those hints. Yeah,
because you owned the 80s.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if you watch Cobra Kai, the Netflix series.
Yeah.
But they were able to just flash us back to our childhood. And I think that's great.
Yeah.
And you could do that. You own our childhood.
You do.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched Cobra Kai, but I know those guys. They're really good guys, Billy Zabka and Ralph. So, yeah.
Of all the movies you did back in the day, what was your favorite?
Well, of all the movies I did, I don't know. It's hard to say. I think the John Hughes films kind of stand alone in my mind just because of working with John, and he was a great guy to work for. He was just a lot of fun. So the collaboration and working with him was really great.
Yeah.
He loved you.
Yeah.
Like you were his go-to, actually. Right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'd done Vacation with Chevy before that, 1983, but that was actually a John Hughes script, so I was just really blessed and fortunate to work with John. So those first four projects, including Vacation, were John Hughes scripts. And he was just the best to work for. Just a great guy, a lot of fun, really down to earth, and just a great guy to work with.
But he asked you to be in Pretty in Pink and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right?
Yeah, he did. And at the time, I was working on some other projects, and then so it didn't work out, unfortunately. But just an incredible way to start my career, working with such a great guy.
No doubt.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Yeah, he was a lot of fun.
But when we watched you on screen, it was completely believable and we were convinced that you were that person, you know?
Well, cool, man. I'm glad you. How old are you guys? Are you in your 50s, or?
I'm 98.
Yeah. I'm 89. But we still loved it. It was great.
In the studio. Okay.
So we can't get out of these chairs right now, but otherwise, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to link up to the radio, the website on the radio station website.
Okay. Yeah, and Roswell Delirium. People can purchase the film. It's on Apple and a lot of the big streamers. And yeah, really proud of it. You know, it's worth a look. It's a good film.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I love sci-fi.
Yeah.
And I'll be watching it.
Definitely.
Thank you, Anthony Michael Hall. Appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right, man. Take care.
You.
You know, it's funny. You're expecting that character from the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but you forget he's an actor.
Exactly.
And he's a really good one.
Very good.
Because he acted like a really fun guy in the roles.
Right.
He's probably so tired of talking about those movies.
That's pretty obvious. Can you? In my mind, that opening line was going to be hilarious.
Well, you have to slow it down.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
I got a little nervous. Got a little starstruck on that one, to be honest with you. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
They did have a whole documentary last year where they sort of like tried to reunite the Brat Pack and went over it. Because once that decade ended, they just kind of went their separate ways, and they never came back together again as a group.
Like they were always together.
Yeah. They were, it seemed
in movies,
like
movies, in clubs.
Right. Yep. Yep. And then all of a sudden they realized like, oh, this is not helping us. We need to separate. And it never came back together, but he didn't participate. So I don't think he likes to look backwards. I think he's a forward looking guy.
Gotcha.
Well, we had him scheduled for 20 minutes. We got we got two in. I'm like, woo! Oh, boy.
Right.
And then at six in, it's like, all right, we got to go.
Yep.
And not on him.
Yeah.
You know, I was just ready to have fun. And like, he's not.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good guy. I met him last year at that terrific con. Great, really great guy.
Well, if he's going to those, then he has to be
into it
a little bit.
And at terrific con, there were photos that you can buy and he'd autograph, and there were photos of him in those films.
Yeah.
In fact, he was there with the other guy from
Weird Science. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's like, I don't know, weird.
He was Science. Truly excellent in Reacher, though. I mean, the season that they just put out, I think it might be the best one they put out. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And he commands a lot of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, no, again, he's a great actor.
Terrific.
Yeah, no, big time.
But that doesn't mean he's a great radio interview.
It's true, I know.
Yeah, good to have a combo.
Yeah. Point up to... I was embarrassed for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
It takes a lot because I'm so used to you embarrassing yourself.
I was embarrassed myself, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this is.
Hey, I took him for the team.
The first 5 seconds of the interview, that's all you need.
Yep.
Your opening line and him, me and him at the same time going, what?
Yep.
I ducked under the desk, AJ.
I saw Rue put her hand over her face.
Yeah.
I'm like, I still see you.
I was like, do I give a pity laugh? No. Right.
No, it's better that you did it.
Yeah. His
you know what? I was due for one eventually.
No, it's a great line. It's a very quick. You pulled that out of nowhere.
Yep.
But it was so fast, no one could understand it.
I know. I probably shouldn't have three cups of coffee.
Phil, what do I need to do so you can grab that line? Do I need to turn the mics off?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I can't wait to relive it.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Hey, it's... He did this to you.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
It was going to be a 13, 14 minute interview.
Maybe so goddamn nervous. Yep.
Damn you, Anthony Michael Hall.
Chaz and AJ.
Chuck on the road.
Hey, Chuck, you're on.
Hey. How come two unpopular dicks like you is having a party?
Oh. Weird Science. Yeah. That was the three weird guys that came in.
This is what we should have done. We should have had every nutbag that listens, not you, you know what I mean.
Right, no, different nutbag, yeah.
Call in and ask him questions.
Right.
And quote lines from the movie.
Right.
And just make him suffer until he hangs up. Not that he's a person who deserves to suffer.
No, not at all.
How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich? Served
in a dirty ashtray. Yep. She's trying to make him puke.
This is what I imagined
that was
going to happen. We were just going to relive lines and scenes.
Right.
In my mind, I thought too.
I screwed it up somehow. I don't know. I didn't get us there.
No.
I'm the driver.
Yep.
Maybe he's not that type of guy.
He seems very serious.
Yeah. Chaz and AJ.
Very serious.
What the heck happened? I walked out of the shed for 2 seconds.
You're a good luck charm.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, see?
Don't walk out of the shed.
You left your post, damn it.
I should have used the funnel, I know.
Oh,
right. There's a visual.
too much information.
There's a visual.
That would have been funny if you called
it.
Yeah. I don't want to eat anymore. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I was hungry earlier. Nothing more.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, we had Anthony Michael Hall on.
Right.
And he does these, they're called radio tours, and we get people for 10 minutes a pop.
Right.
We've been so great with so many of these interviews that the people really love us and enjoy us.
Yes.
That was a great interview.
Yeah.
So the company that does it says you could have him for 20 minutes.
Right.
So at 10, we're not coming in saying,
gotta go, gotta wrap it
up. Right, right. Because we do so great.
Yeah, we do.
This one, man.
Usually.
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, I'm working over here.
I need some antiperspirant over here. My God.
Anthony Michael Hall. Great actor.
Yes.
Great person.
Right. Met him. Just nice guy.
I didn't handle this correctly, but this is, of the 7 minutes we had him on, this is all you have to hear.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
Morning. Wow. Sound totally different. See, now any girl giving their underpants.
What?
What was that?
I said, now any girl give their underpants to you. Remember 16 Candles when you had her underpants?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Eventually, he got it.
20 seconds.
All right, so it wasn't the smoothest delivery. Again, you will never hear me. I will never drink 3 cups of coffee ever again.
In that moment, yep. He wanted to hang up.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and probably should have.
He's like, oh, this is going to be a long day. We're interview number one, right? Like 20.
All right, good luck with those places.
This is the first few seconds of the first interview. He's like, Jesus.
Yep. I
got it. Thank you.
Yep. You know, it's having such a good run till now.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
You know, every dynasty ends after a while.
He's got to be kind of boring.
I was doing pretty good for a long time, even these interviews. I was doing pretty good. I'm like, I got.
What do you mean dynasty ending?
Right.
The AJ dynasty doing great in interviews?
Right. I'm not screwing things up, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least in my mind.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that. Is it time to go home yet?
No, you know what we need to do is a montage of every celebrity who's had awkward silence then said, what?
Right.
What?
What was that?
I said, now any girl give their underpants to you.
The explanation after, I think, is my favorite.
Right.
You knew. There was like just a beat of silence. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah, when I heard that, I'm like, oh, my God, crap, here we go.
And you said underpants instead of panties.
When I looked and saw you look like a deer headlights. Her look like deer headlights. Ruth covering her face. And then him going, what? I'm like, oh, crap.
What you didn't see was my head cocked to a 45-degree angle. Like, what?
Right.
I knew we were going to have a moment like this. I didn't think it would be in the first 5 seconds.
20 seconds in.
In my mind, that line was going to kill.
What was that?
That's exactly. Shut up. Their underpants, too. Yeah. Remember 16 candles when you had her underpants? You can hear me. I'm treading more. I'm drowning.
You're drowning.
I'm drowning.
Not treading. There's no treading.
I feel like he doesn't think this cool.
And you guys, instead of helping me, are standing there with your damn cell phones recording it.
My favorite videos on TikTok are people slipping and falling.
Yep, that was
you
slipping and falling,
verbally slipping and falling.
Oh yeah, I crashed hard. 16 candles. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Stop. We want to hear it. All right, let's do a recap, and then we'll go into. We'll do a song
from the beginning. From hello.
From beginning.
Okay.
Hey guys, good morning to you.
Morning. Wow, sound totally different. See, now any girl giving their underpants.
What?
What was that?
I said, now any girl give their underpants to you. Remember 16 candles when you had her underpants?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, this is the reason why these windows don't open.
Ew.
This is why these windows don't open on the third floor.
That silence got longer.
What?
Should have doubled down and talked about the bras on the head.
Because I did so well with the first part. Why not?
Oh, my God. Just reliving our awkwardness was better than the actual interview.
If you see a pickup truck heading towards the woods later, it's me.
You ever see that skit where Chris Farley interviews people on SNL?
Yes. Oh, the Paul McCartney one is my favorite.
Yeah. Not bringing that up for any reason.
No.
Just popped in my head.
You know, we had a homicide detective here earlier.
It could happen again, Phil.
I know.
Yeah, call him back. Someone fell off the roof.
Make it look like an accident.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right, come on. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.